You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for everything business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Stephen Hoffman on the line, and he's chairman and CEO over at Founderspace and also author of Make Elephants Fly. Steve, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Adam.
All right, so I'm excited to get into your book today. We're going to talk a little bit more about Make Elephants Fly, the process of radical innovation. But before we do that, let's get a little bit further into your background and what you're doing over at Founderspace. So tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
So I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. So I've done 3 venture-funded startups, 2 bootstrap startups. I've been through it all. When I was done with my 3rd venture-funded startup, I was helping my friends. They're all coming to me, Steve, how did you raise capital? How did you put together your investor deck? What, you know, all the different things entrepreneurs have, all the questions. I started helping my friends out for fun, and then it just ballooned from there. I actually started posting on my blog, which I named Founderspace, all the different answers to the questions I kept getting, because the questions were very similar. Entrepreneurs tend to have a lot of the same problems, especially when they're starting out. So people just started to come to me, and then we started to do roundtables, and then we opened up our own incubator in 2011 here in the city. And then after that, we began to expand internationally, and now we have over 50 partners in 22 countries. And last year, I was on the plane all the time. I spent about 70% of my time traveling to our different partners off in Europe. We have a lot in Asia. We have opened our own incubators all across China. We even are opening one now in Australia. And it's just great. I love working with entrepreneurs. I love helping them. We help a lot of entrepreneurs raise capital because that's a big need they have, but we also really go deep on their business plans and on their ideas and help them through all phases, both here in Silicon Valley. A lot of entrepreneurs from around the world come here, and we also go there. That's why I travel so much. So we go all over the world and help U.S. entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs from all different countries really get to the next level.
So let's go a little bit further down that thought process of raising capital. So a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, to raise capital, to not raise capital, how do you do it? For those, let's just say there's a lot of first-time founders out there that have good businesses, good ideas, and maybe they're profitable already, and they're thinking about raising capital. What are some of the main considerations they should be kind of planning for before going that route?
Well, a lot of them think, including me when I first began, that you know, raising capital is the goal, right? You've got to get the money. You have this great idea, this big idea. You want to get it off the ground. But how do I do it? How do I go about that? The bottom line is many entrepreneurs try to raise capital too soon. They actually the best time to raise capital is when you have data. See, any entrepreneur can say anything in a meeting. Investors hear it all because they hear pitches every day. But what comes out of your mouth, you have to be able to back that up with some sort of proof. Otherwise, you're just talking. You haven't actually discovered anything. And as an investor myself, I invest in a lot of startups and I work with VCs all over the world. We need some sort of proof that the ideas, the vision you have, that there's something solid behind it, something tangible that we can say, we can grasp onto and say, okay, this means this is real. There's real demand here for your product. You actually have momentum. There are customers out there and enough of them to build a big business. So when you think of building your pitch and pitching your startup, The first thing I tell all entrepreneurs to do after you find your partners, that's the most important thing, whoever you're working with, you know, really good people, amazing people, after you find them, all of you shouldn't spend time building your product. Because as an investor, I know, you know, if you're capable, if you have a good team, a solid team with engineers and everything else, I know you can build a product. But I want to make sure you're building the right product. That's the hard part, is building a product that will grow into a real business and a really big business and will scale quickly. So what you need to do before you dive too deeply is actually go into the marketplace and start to engage customers, engage people, and through that process, compile the right type of data in the right way so that when an investor looks at it, that light bulb goes on. They say, this is a business. This is something, there's something real here.
Man, I love it. Great advice there. And spoken as somebody who's at the forefront of that and has worked with a lot of businesses, I could tell you packed a lot into that statement, into that concise answer. So appreciate that. I think we'll get a lot of value out of that. And I want to switch it up a bit. Let's get into Make Elephants Fly. So I do want to spend some time on the book. So tell us a little bit more about the book and your inspiration behind writing it, please.
So Make Elephants Fly, the elephant is your big idea. It's that dream you have, but it's so big, you know. It-